Yo, what up, everybody out there in podcast land? This is episode number 104 of the MIE podcast. And listen, I'm real excited. I'm real pumped. The title of this one is called Make Your Own Way. Like, if there's not a way, if there's not a door, if what you are thinking about doing doesn't exist, create that thing. Make that thing happen. All right, so here's the story that I want to share with you about. There was a time when I was actually traveling as a touring dancer, and I wanted to, my goal was not only to just dance, but then I wanted to start doing choreography. So I wanted to teach workshops, and also, you know, there were things that there were like dance conventions that was going on, and big time choreographers would go and teach. And it was my dream to be a part of that too. I was like, I want to do that. How do you do it? So I knew, I was like, you got to start with what you have. And so, and this is what I want to share with my MIEers out there. It's always about what you have. What you have right there in your hand, use that. Use that right there. And so, it was a tour date we were on. I think we were like in East Tennessee. And we were in the hotel. And I remember, I was like after we did the show. The show was amazing. We performed at a mall down there. And then I remember, we got back to the hotel. I was like, you know, still having that goal on my mind about doing, you know, going to that next level as a choreographer. And so I remember that back then they had yellow pages and white pages. And I went in there and it was a list of studios in that area that I was in. Now, I didn't do anything right then, but I got that list of studios, took that back with me to Nashville. And that was the first step. So the first step that I had to do was actually taking, like, I was there, and then it was like, this is the information. So gathering the information, right? But it wasn't, so even for some of y'all right there, and making your own way and whatever your dream is, your goal, your vision, gather the information that you need to be successful. Like, know your area you're going into, know the business you're trying to start, know, you know what I mean? Even for my students out there, when you're taking tests or studying for a quiz, get that information in the lesson first. So that, because you're not going to be successful just jumping in there without having that knowledge. Anyway, that's a side note. So I got the information. So I went back. Then the work, the work had to start. So I was like, you know, we're going to contact studio. So contact, you had to put together a little package, and then you mail out stuff, like whether it's a reel of you dancing and your bio and all that. I would love to come to your studio, right? So I'm trying to contact. But then I had to take it to the next one because I didn't receive any feedback. And a lot of times, I mean, I was ready to give up because I was like, I sent it out, nobody hit me back. I was ready to be done. I was like, I don't know what else to do. I mean, I got the information. Then I sent out the packages, no response. And even for a lot of my students out there listening right there, it's like even that first test you take, that first, you know what I mean? Even that first time you read the lesson, you might not get it. Go back in and keep digging. For my business owners out there, my entrepreneurs, it's like the first time might fail. Keep going, right? So I was like, okay. And this is what comes to mind when I talk about making my own way. So I didn't hear anything back. So I was like, here's what I'm going to do. I am going, because I had a feeling. I was like, if I go, because I wanted this to be like for all dance students. And so I was like, if I go into one studio, maybe some other students in another studio might not want to come in that studio and be a part of the workshop. I was like, so here's what I'm going to do. I had an idea to look up a local gym that had an area where they would do yoga or Pilates or, you know, dance aerobics, stuff like that, with a mirror. And didn't have to be a whole dance studio, but just a little section where I can fit some people in. And what I did was I got that, find out how much is it to book. Now, this was not in my home city. I actually had to travel to make this happen. But I was like, I think it's going to be worth the investing in myself. So that's the other point. Even those listening to the podcast today, it's like, how, you know, invest in yourself, bet on yourself. Those ideas that you have, not only take it from the information stage to the putting in the groundwork stage, and then this is going to come an investment. Sometimes you're going to have to put some dollars behind yourself. But if you believe in it, and that's where it's going to start. Like, people are going to figure out like your level of belief in your vision, because if you believe in it, then they're going to look at you and be like, well, I'm buying what he's selling because he believes in what he's doing. So invest in yourself. I had to put some money in there and go. I was like, I'm going to rent the space and then I'm going to send I'm going to make like a little postcard and send it out to all the surrounding studios of the information that I got. And, you know, in my mind, I was thinking, you know, I mean, this thing going to be packed. It's about to be crazy, right? And it wasn't a lot of people at all. But what happened was, when I went down there, it was a few students. One came, the teacher came at the same time. And then there was one studio that didn't come, but was like, I got your flyer. I got your postcard. Can't make it, but it looks interesting. And I would actually like to have you come at another time to my studio. I was like, ooh. And so I'm down there. But even the ones that were there, and I taught that class, I taught them classes. I had levels, beginner, intermediate, advanced. You know what I mean? I taught each one like it was 1,000 people in the room. Well, what happened was afterwards, the student and the teacher, what we developed a relationship that lasted for years just from that one, planting that one seed. So that's the other thing. Don't be afraid of your vision, of your goal, starting small. If you want to have that growth mindset, don't be afraid. It's not going to be like, boom, blown up the first, like right out the gate. But don't trip on the small stuff, because sometimes that seed, I mean, that just turns into a forest. And in this case, it did. It's like the studio that had me in, we developed a relationship. The ones that came with a couple students, year after year, just coming down, teaching workshops, doing choreography, right? And it all came from that little seed. So make your own way. Don't get discouraged if whatever your vision is, your goal, if it's like nobody's hollering at me, nobody's calling me back, nobody's picking up, make your own way. Start thinking about creative ways. You know what? I'm going to put my cell phone. Even right now, I have my own record label, music. I was checking the other day on Spotify. It's like music literally being played around the world, like every country. It's like, and I'm always tripping because I'm like, I remember trying to search for a record deal for somebody to put me on. Like, you know, I need to get a record deal. No, I literally created this whole Zonda dance, whole Mr. Chris Hip Hop, all of that instructional dance music myself. My wife and I came with the idea that sometimes I had to go to people for studio time until I was able to get my own studio in my house. But make your own way. All right, that's all I got for you. Listen, have a great, great, great rest of your day. Don't be afraid to do your thing. Even if it's a door there already and they ain't letting you in, kick the door down. You feel me? Make your own way. All right, that's all I got. And your boy is out.